I'd like to ask our Pro Vice-Chancellor for the College of Science, Health and Engineering to say a few words on behalf of La Trobe University. So thank you. Rob?
Thanks very much, Peter. It's really my great pleasure to welcome everybody here tonight on behalf of La Trobe University. And I have to say, I'm really proud of my guys. This is absolutely fabulous. You know, like for some unknown reason, I didn't know about this. So I regard that as a very great travesty on my part, I have to say, because probably me not talking to people enough. But I didn't know about it, and Peter and I were having a meeting about something completely different the other day, and he sort of said, we're going into space. And I was like, really? We are? So anyway, it's absolutely fabulous. So well done to all of the team for actually producing this. So I was actually trying to work out what this DESIS was actually all about. So it's Earth Sensing Imaging Spectrometer Satellite. So that's pretty impressive. And I gather that it's actually really going to help us to actually image, you know, our own planet and work out what's going on our own planet, which is absolutely fabulous. The university has been making a big push. I'm here as part of the senior executive, so of course I've got to talk up the university and say something good about what we've been doing. But actually, I think we actually do have a bit of a proud story going on, where we've now ranked in the top 400 of all of the major ranking agencies for our wonderful research going on across the university. And we've got lots of wonderful scientists amongst us. So I'm very proud of my college, by the way, as well, just being a little bit more parochial than just the university hat. But one of the things that we are trying to do in the middle of that process, and we'll get to the relationship with this, is we're trying to do research that makes a difference. So research that actually is translated into something. And boy, do we have a great example here tonight. So basically, where we've actually managed to actually produce something that is actually going to go into space and actually help to image from space. So that is absolutely fabulous. And it really is testament to everything that we're actually trying to do. So even though I didn't know about it, you were embodying everything that we wanted to do. So it's absolutely fabulous. I think one of the things that's actually very impressive about this is our engineering department is a department. It's not a faculty. That's not to belittle our engineering area at all. But basically, they are achieving great things as a much smaller unit, if you like, than sort of major organizational units at other universities. So I think this is an amazing achievement. So they've done this a lot by collaborating with the German Aerospace Center. They have a number of other international relationships, which testament to the good work that they do. So the South African National Space Agency, the Fraunhofer Institute organization, and the British Antarctic Survey, which is absolutely fabulous. So I think it's probably just worth saying, I've been given some speaking notes, that the German Aerospace Center is the sort of key feature of the German space effort, which is the largest in Europe and therefore the largest outside of the USA. So to actually have a very, very profound relationship with them is quite important and fantastic. So now, from here on out, I guess what we'll be doing is, fingers crossed, basically that we have a safe launch, that the piece of equipment starts working beautifully. I'm told by Peter that we, I think it was on time, on budget, and on spec. Is that about right? And so basically this was no mean achievement to actually achieve everything in a way that was really superbly impressive to our partners and to therefore to the space community, if I can say that word. So fabulous. Well done to everybody involved. I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping for a really nice, clean launch. And there were some very interesting technical terms. What is it? Q something or other. We can start cheering when it gets to, that sort of point. So let's hope that it gets through all of that fine and all the very best for that. And welcome once again to the event. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. You raised some very good poignant points there that the engineering department and engineering in general is about delivering. It's delivering on that R&D. So it's a capital I for impact that instrument, the DESIS instrument, which will be installed here onto the International Space Station, if the launch is successful, also will be operating under commercial arrangements. So it will be providing imagery data products for paying customers on top of providing imagery for research. So the good news for La Trobe University is anything we're doing with partners that's to do with research, we get for free. However, it will also be used to sell data commercially. So this is a commercial product. Our engineering team has had to deliver to those timelines, which is not easy in an academic organisation. So it's been a huge achievement for us to deliver our deliverables within the scope of the overall project on time and in budget. So they've done a pretty damn good job.